How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is uncensored. For nearly 8 years.
8 years.
And nearing 400 episodes.
400 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional Wrestling's podcast of record.
Record.
Record. Record.
You know we're going to talk, so just who better than to be in a five-man Survivor Series-style elimination tag team match than the New Day? I mean, when you really break it down and really think about it, the New Day is the absolute definition of the word survivor.
Think about it. Think about it.
Xavier Woods survived a cowardly and vicious attack by those disgusting Dudley Boys, and at Hell in a Cell, we survived his absence.
We did.
Yeah, but it's a lot deeper than that. You see, it's a lot deeper. For example, what is the New Day's favorite band?
Survivor.
And what is the New Day's favorite reality show?
Survivor.
Okay, how about, what is New Day's favorite Destiny's Child song?
Survivor!
What is the New Day's favorite book?
Lone Survivor!
Or how about what is New Day's favorite movie?
Also, Lone Survivor!
Technically The Last Unicorn, but regardless, tonight we are going to lead Team Rollins to victory. And does anyone in attendance know why?
By a show of horns.
Show of horns. Does anyone know why?
By a show of horns.
That is because New Day rocks.
New Day rocks. New Day rocks. New Day rocks.
Nerds! Actually, I popped when he said last unicorn. But this has got to be a very serious show tonight for the North American Wrestling Connection, because we have a little problem. Breaking news out of Dublin. Seth Rollins, WWE World Heavyweight Champion, did some considerable damage to his knee. Let us go to our varied correspondence. I will start with our voice of New York, Jason Block.
Yeah, here's what happened. On, I believe it was Tuesday night, footage got out from Twitter, which Jim Williams, who was also here, posted on his page from multiple sources. And yeah, we were thinking that they were, you know, that, oh no, is it real? What's going on? So they did a test, and it said he has torn both his ACL, his MCL, and his meniscus.
MCL. Yes.
ACL, MCL, and meniscus, and will be out 9 months.
6 to 9 months is the estimate. Yeah, probably wrong.
Sorry. Let's hear that again.
Yeah.
Of all the worst things that could happen, this is the worst of me!
Yeah. It is funny, but it is true. Okay. I mean, This could not have happened at a worse time.
So let me bring our third in from the sunny, sunny, sunshine state. Ha, ha, ha. Chris, do I need to press a panic button?
Well, first of all, I'm just picturing Vince McMahon's trying to rip his hair out and end up looking bald again. But yeah, this is a very tough time for WWE, especially the timing of Seth's injury. Not that any timing is good to have an injury, but with John Cena doing his reality show, which you never know, he might be called back a little bit sooner, and Randy Orton on the shelf and everything, yeah, the WWE is looking in a tough situation right now.
Rumor has it that Cena and Lesnar have both been contacted to try to show up Monday. But, damn. This is what was going on in the truck that night, though.
Do you hear it? Is it doing anything?
WWE has pretty much been painted into a corner. We've got their top heel and their champion out past WrestleMania. Top babyface be like, "Hi, kids. Got a reality show." And poor Randy just needed to get his shoulder grease.
Baby oil.
So the question is, gentlemen, now what?
Well,
sorry.
After that,
first screaming and running around, waving your arms in the air. But after that, then what? Go ahead, Chris.
Well, first of all, there is a report on WWE.com that, well, we do sort of have a new champion. Vacant once again holds the title, ladies and gentlemen.
What a friggin' title hog.
Yes.
No, Abeyance is the answer.
That's his last name. It's Vacant Abeyance.
Very good.
Vacant Abeyance. Soon to come to WWE 2K16 on the PS4.
I'm sure that call has been made online. Go look for it.
I will. But, yeah, they've removed the title from Rollins because what else can they do, really? And the thing right now is that the plan is to have a tournament at Survivor Series to find out who will be the new champion out of all this craziness. And it is the first WWE title tournament, I believe, since 1998 Survivor Series, if I remember correctly. I don't think they have one in between there.
I'd have to research that.
Now, I have heard sources that read that they were going to give Reigns a title run either at Survivor or at TLC. So I don't know what they're going to do now, but, you know, yowza, there. I mean, they've got so many. Put it to you this way, the title picture hasn't been this wide open in a long time. They could do the easy way, the hard way, or the what the fuck way.
Right. Although there's a combo easy way and WTF way that some people have joked about, because with Sheamus holding the Money in the Bank contract, some people actually want him to just come up on Monday and say, "Hey, we don't have a champion. I'm cashing in. Give me the title, damn it."
Because Vacant's not going to show up, and so Sheamus would win by forfeit.
Exactly.
Anyway.
The easiest way in my booking was, you know, have Reigns win the tournament and Sheamus cash in at that point.
Sure.
That's the easy way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've heard everybody from The Rock to Sheamus to Reigns to, you know, there's a list of about 15 people you could put the belt on right now.
And there's a couple people that were kind of restricted You know, a little left field, but Bray Wyatt, this would be a great time for Bray Wyatt to hold the title, but he's too busy power tripping.
Gloriously power tripping, too.
I don't care. It's awesome. Ziggler would be an interesting choice, especially since they reminded us that he was a sole survivor last year at Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. And came back from, what was it, a 3-1 advantage?
Yeah, conspicuous by his absence in that whole video was some guy in white face paint. I wonder where what happened to him.
He's sitting in the rafters going, my back hurts.
Mm. But yeah, speaking of that, I was just looking at browsing around. Here's currently on the injured roster right now for WWE, including Seth right here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first one's not a big deal. Alex Riley, he's a knee injury. But what's he been? Yeah. Last I saw, he was getting beat up by Kevin Owens when Kevin was still on NXT, anyway. Daniel Bryan, still, we don't know what's going on with him. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Goldust, shoulder injury on May. That's why he hasn't been around. That might be it for him. Hideo Itami, he's still got a few months to go. Lana with her broken wrist.
Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I was getting to him. Nikki Bella, shoulder and neck and back injuries. No timetable on her return. So we know what Cena will be doing on the free time he has now.
Oh.
Well, it just depends on what's more important to him.
Well, what's best for business or what's breast for business?
Exactly. Then there's Orton with the dislocated shoulder, Rusev with his ruptured bicep, but depending on what they do, they might have him come back for the tournament. I don't know. It said 3 to 4 weeks. How long has it been?
It's only been a couple of weeks, so I don't want them to rush him.
True. Then the Sami Zayn, he's still got a while. Sting.
Well, okay.
Yep. Well, Sami Zayn's shoulder injury is set out 6 to 8 months, so.
Yeesh.
I didn't realize. So you have named all these people have had some injury at the moment right now?
Yeah.
And they're off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a list online.
Yeah, and also there's a Tyson Kidd as well with what happened with him in June.
That's insane. That's insane how many people are out.
It would kid there. I think he ain't coming back.
So
be a shame. It would be a shame if that was the case. Sadly,
I know because
he and Cesaro were actually, I think, starting to get over.
And personally,
hashtag fact.
Personally, they should give Cesaro the belt if it turns out that Kid is gonna. If Kid has to retire, that would it. I sound that sounds a little left field too. But they've been pushing him. They've actually decided to push him and not off the cliff. I'm impressed. So yeah, let me go through the. Actually, let me go to the roster. I shouldn't be on this part of the site. Don't go to the shop, just go to the main site.
Live research, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. So let me take a look at our superstar list. As Vacant has already been given his place as the World Heavyweight Champion on WWE.com.
I remember him well.
So, going through the list, just at the start, they have the title holders. Kevin Owens as our Intercontinental Champion, Del Rio as our U.S. Champion. These are two very good options, and I think Alberto would be actually a good choice. I know people aren't keen on him as champion, or at least the internet's like that. Thoughts?
I wouldn't mind Alberto, but first I want him to get through the the mini feud that they seem to have started up with him and Swagger that they just started up.
Yeah, I was hoping that's going to be some way to build Swagger back up.
What they could do is they could have Del Rio in the tournament, but while he's waiting for his tournament matches, have Swagger somehow take a belt off of him, and then it leaves it more open to see if Del Rio will actually get up to the world title picture. That's what I would do if I was booking things.
Mm-hmm.
Try to fix Swagger when he should have won against Rusev, but that's another story.
Right. Okay, just going through the roster. Anybody know if they've tried to call Jericho?
I've heard rumors that he's out there. I don't know, but Jericho, put it to you this way, you can bring back anybody. You can bring back Jericho. You can, as I said, you can bring back The Rock. The Rock wouldn't be a bad choice neither. I'm not kidding. Depending on his filming schedule.
I would rather... Remember last year when we were complaining about Brock being a part-timer as a champion?
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather go that route.
No, I'm not keen on it. But,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, this tournament needs something.
I will screw up the entire pay-per-view!
That's another good choice, too.
It's scarier, yeah.
That's
and
not a bad
that would
choice.
Be, I would love that as an anti-authority angle.
I got a screwed up theory.
Okay.
Check this out. I would have Sheamus win it now without even cashing in. Go to Mania. Roman face Sheamus. Roman wins a belt and then Sheamus cashes in right after the match.
That would be ingenious.
And wins it back.
Actually. Yeah.
That would be okay. That's an awesome scenario. Which means it's not going to happen.
Well,
I know. That's why I said it's messed up.
Now, let me ask you something, though. You know, we all talked about Cena and the reality show, okay? That doesn't mean Cena doesn't have a shot of winning this thing.
John Cena is the guy who flew from Australia back to the States to finish a storyline with Carlito and then flew all the way back to Australia to finish shooting The Marine.
That's not cool.
Well, this was the stupid angle about him getting stabbed in the nightclub
by Jesus.
By Jesus. So, you know, I think there's a point where, you know, if the phone rang and he heard about it, he'd say, "Bye, kids."
Money talk, bush walk.
Although, now that I'm thinking about it, you talked about Rock coming in depending on his Hollywood schedule. I just had another thought. If they could really bring in the money for him, since they have mentioned his magazine that he's coming out recently, what about Dave coming back?
Possible? Because he's got to be out promoting Spectre.
He is promoting Spectre now, but remember, he's also got to shoot Guardians of the Galaxy 2 as well.
When anybody know when that starts?
Go to IMDb.
Live research, ladies and gentlemen.
Because, I mean, I'll do it on my smartphone here because I see what I can do. But again, that's not a bad necessarily. That's not a bad choice, you know.
No, it's not. It's not a bad choice at all. Let me get back to the list here. Just trying to see if I can see any other possibilities. And Sheamus is still pretty much high on my list. This would be out of nowhere. Put it on Ryback.
Oh, no. No. Sorry. No? Like the guy, he's the second string, I would think. Okay. Let's see. Filmography. This is... Dave. Okay. There we go. He's got actually. Three films from 2016 coming out called Kickboxer, Bushwick, and Marauders, but the only thing he's got for next, for 2017, is Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So, I don't know, he may have filmed all those 2016 films, so I don't know.
Okay.
For Dave.
Would Hunter be crazy enough to just give himself the belt since he's in charge?
Oh, God.
Oh boy. That would really pee in the minds of the number twos and number threes. My gosh.
I'm You know Hunter, he's going to do what's best for business, and he thought they always did good business when he had the title.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
He's right, you know.
So, just putting that out there.
Sure.
Yeah. If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
And it's you know, like I said, that's just one. Yeah, that's just another avenue. I really think the Sheamus is the. I think Sheamus is the front runner. If they can't get anybody in from phone calls,
I would just assume put it on Sheamus right now.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put it on him and get everybody and get Reigns and Ziggler and Dean and whoever else you can think of chasing him. Plus, continuity. Though it's never been mentioned on camera, but Sheamus and Hunter are tight.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
now let me ask you something. What do you think they should do, and what do you think they will do? There's a difference. Okay, right. There is an absolute difference here, because we all know what they should do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and before I answer that question, because I have another one which is even more interesting about Rollins when he comes back. That's mm-hmm. all.
Well, what they should do is that this would be a great time. No, actually, usually the Survivor Series to Mania stretch, you want a heel holding the belt. And since we only have a couple of high-level heels, Sheamus being one of the prominent ones, go ahead and slap it on him and let everybody chase. What WWE might do is if they can get Cena off the set, they're going to bring him in. And they're going to put it on him. That's industrial grade panic. That's what they're going to do.
You really think they'll have Cena finally do the tying of the Flair record?
Flair himself has gone on record saying he doesn't mind if anybody's going to tie or break it.
True.
Let it be big match, Johnny.
Apple juice.
Indeed.
I never lose.
Or. Maybe rush the supposed Dino turning heel angle.
Oh God, I wish I don't want them to do that.
I know, but that could also happen.
Now I'm just thinking about them going back to the fact that the last WWE title tournament was in 98. Now there was another suggestion I saw some people made that they sort of replay Survivor Series 98. I don't know who would be in the Mankind role, but Roman Reigns would take after his relative, The Rock, in that role. And by the end of the night, we have corporate Reigns instead. And then Dean becomes the chaser on that side.
I did it for The Rock.
I don't think so.
That's hard. Because the way the announcers sell Reigns is that he's a hothead who doesn't listen to anybody. Which means he wouldn't listen to the authority.
Yeah, but they we also never thought Kane would listen to the authority when he was around there.
True.
Oh, going back now, next question. What do you do with Seth Rollins when he comes back in 2016?
He's going to get a hero's welcome.
Yeah, but considering that, somebody made a very interesting comparison. They compared Seth Rollins and this injury to when Triple H got injured in 2001 and returned early 2002.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's going to get a similar reaction. And going by the timetable, he would be, if he can get back by the 9 months and not have to fully rehab and any longer than that, he would be perfect. Big surprise return for SummerSlam that coming year. Then you want to do something special for SummerSlam, have Seth Rollins return, and he's going to be a face when he returns, at least for one day. Depending on what's going on at the time, depending on who's heel, who's face, and everything, and depending on if there's anything major that could work for this, maybe we could get some an acronym described to us again in an entrance music.
I don't get my hopes up, man.
No, let me lay this on y'all.
Okay.
I got a list of five current superstars who should never ever be face. Stay as heels. Rollins is on that list. So Sheamus, oddly enough, Big Show is another. Kane, back when he was the demon's favorite son and burning people and all. And the last one might surprise you. I would have never turned Dolph Ziggler face at all.
I don't think they can afford to turn him back heel right now.
Especially since he's getting lost in the Breeze, you know?
Well, Tyler Breeze is the heel in that feud, so Dolph doesn't really have a choice. And with that feud, that might take him out of take him off the list for contention for the title.
Another interesting thing. The thing is that the rumor is that Finn Balor's going to be brought up.
I think that's going to tie into the Wyatt storyline.
That would kind of screw up the Samoa Joe angle, though. In NXT.
Yeah, well, we could have Joe be the one that pretty much takes out Balor out of NXT. That would be two people he pretty much kicked out of there. First was Tyler Breeze.
I mean, WWE is in an interesting position right now, and actually there was a Deadspin article posted yesterday, or earlier today, I should say, that really says it best, saying that this may be, in a weird way, the best thing that could happen to WWE. We've seen the ratings. We've talked about it ad nauseum over the last several weeks. We've seen how they're losing. They lost 100,000 viewers from last week, for goodness sakes. This is a chance to do a major, major reset. The article's by by Stephen Totillo. I'm going to link it in our
Isn't
Skype
that Kotaku, not Deadspin?
What was that?
Wasn't that Kotaku, not Deadspin?
Well, it was Kotaku, but Deadspin copied it. They're all within Gawker Media.
The Gawker site.
Yeah, gotcha. So it talks about how, you know, you go down the history of everything. History of big injuries. You go back to 1997. Austin gets dumped on his head, does the non-wrestling stuff, beats up announcers, beats up Vince McMahon, and he becomes the ultimate anti-authority star, despite getting dropped on his stack of dimes that he calls a neck, to use his terms, by Owen Hart. God love him. God's got him. And it helped make him be the megastar that he was in the late 90s in the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. So there's an opportunity here. This is a chance for WWE to finally push someone to the moon. It's just a question of, do they pull the trigger, or are they too gun-shy?
You brought up Triple H's first quad tear earlier. Mm-hmm. Even though it was, they were trying to get him back in time for Vengeance 01. They decided to punt, I guess, and gave Jericho the opportunity to be the undisputed champion over The Rock and over Stone Cold Steve Austin. Do you think Jericho would have even sniffed the title if Hunter was around?
No.
No.
So this is a time. Who's Jericho? I mean, Jericho's on the short list of people they can call, but I don't think that would work. Who is the Jericho on the roster right now that we need at the top?
Cesaro.
I'm thinking that would be my other option.
Your first being Dean?
Well, I want Happy Scary Dean to be world champ anyway, just to drive the authority up the wall.
Now, see, this is the thing I would do if it was booking, because with Seth out, I mean, I know they seem to be shy about not doing anything with a top authority figure, but really, I would love to see them just fade out the authority with Seth out, because it seemed to me that the plan was, while Seth was there, eventually it was going to lead to Seth Rollins versus Triple H happening.
True.
And with Seth going to be out until SummerSlam, honestly, there's nothing really the authority can do. They've already gotten rid of Kane as the director of operations. J&J have been killed by Brock Lesnar. God rest their souls, at least in kayfabe. And now the authority is just Stephanie and Triple H just hanging around doing nothing.
Yeah, and I don't want to perpetuate the 20-minute promo. Although it would be an interesting write-out if they talk about Seth's injury and that the authority will oversee his recovery and rehab, since they had pretty much reconciled before this happened. Mm-hmm. They would take that as a personal responsibility and rule from afar, which means the inmates get to run the asylum.
And you know an inmate who can screw up an entire pay-per-view very easily.
Oh, yeah.
That what I'm going to do next, I can't even say on this show.
I just want one night of Happy Scary Dean running the whole schmear.
You know, thinking about the injury thing again in this.
Reconciled before this happened. Mm-hmm. They would take that as a personal responsibility and rule from afar, which means the inmates get to run the asylum.
And you know an inmate who can screw up an entire pay-per-view very easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That what I'm going to do next, I can't even say on this show.
I just want one night of Happy Scary Dean running the whole schmear.
You know, thinking about the injury thing again in this tournament. Has there been any updates on Daniel Bryan? Because they might.
I haven't heard anything new. I would love to have him in there for the tournament. But if he comes back, he's going to have to win it.
Yeah. See, if he were to come back, he would have to, one, win it, and two, have him hold it at least until the Royal Rumble. Just because, you know, if he's even a chance they think he could be in a Royal Rumble match, anybody else who wins will get booed. If the past 2 years are any indication.
So, you know, that's out there, but that's another long shot. If Brian can go, even if it's a transitional thing where he gets killed by Sheamus on a cash-in, which will double Sheamus's heat instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be the second time Sheamus beats Bryan in 18 seconds.
Yeah. This is where you use 18 seconds. Not at a freaking WrestleMania. But yeah, Daniel wins it, celebrating. The whole stadium's going, yes, 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 yes. Sheamus comes out and kicks Bryan's head off. There'd be nothing left of the building. Then again, I don't want to start a riot. Where is Survivor Series this year?
Atlanta, I think.
Let's see. Survivor Series. Oop, not 1995. Doesn't matter for this conversation.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. Although now that they have that, I wish. Does this? Here's a thought about the Survivor Series while I'm looking up where they. Yeah, it's Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. But with the tournament now, do we not have any of the traditional Survivor Series rules matches?
I'm curious to know that myself, because they've kind of gave away some Survivor Series matches this past week.
I would assume they would do something with Taker and King against the Wyatts.
And like I said, that's where I think Balor comes. If they're calling up Balor, that's where he's coming in.
Absolutely.
There we go. We got the Wyatts against Taker, Kane, Balor, and if he's not as injured as we think, Sting. But if he is as injured as we think, then we get the newest WWE Legends contract guy, the Boogeyman.
He's coming to get you, Maggle.
Only if, I hate to say it, he's probably going to have to be the first one eliminated.
Well, yeah. But...
Of course.
As one of the five people who actually enjoyed the Boogeyman Booker T stuff.
You? No, I'm not going to. No.
I can't hate the Boogeyman, because that was at the SmackDown where he ate Jillian Hall's facial appliance off her face during a Piper's Pit.
Is that and code?
I was at the SmackDown when he debuted, and for the first time, watched as security had to make sure the wrestler got into the ring for the match. He faced Simon Dean that night. The security was chasing him all over the place to get him in the ring.
He's coming to get you, Maggle.
And yes, those were real worms.
Poor Simon.
Ew.
The Simon system.
To his credit, the first of those ads, we thought it was an actual infomercial and almost skipped it. So, yeah, we still got some options, and there's always
a plan B.
For a Survivor Series match, maybe we should do something like one of the earliest Survivor Series did. Can we do a tag team? Two tag teams against two tag teams Survivor Series match?
Playa?
As long as we're not doing five tag teams on five tag teams.
I don't think we have enough tag teams for that.
Well, we can bring them up.
We actually have a new one. We have a new old one who returned this week.
Well, we had Xavier Woods is back and healthy, as you heard in the intro.
Yay!
Because of them damn Dudleys. So there's
the power of positivity, I tell you.
Because friendship is indeed magic.
stop it.
No, but a certain Samoan team came back.
Yeah.
Yes. The Usos are back together, and a lot of people are worried that WWE is just going to throw the belts at them, which is a bad idea. Not yet. Let the Dudleys and the New Day play out, and at least get the Dudleys their thank you run. But say the Dudleys and the Usos versus the New Day and the Ascension.
Or if you want to tease the idea of the Sheamus thing, because Sheamus has been kind of, until this point, been tagging up with Barrett, you could have two members of New Day and Barrett and Sheamus, and then Sheamus does the surprise cash in at the end, after no matter what happens at the tag match.
That's another possibility. But yeah, there's enough there to do a two tag teams on two tag teams. We just got too many face tag teams right now. So that's all I got. And if they really wanted to spice things up, I dare them to do a women's Survivor Series match.
Well, they still have plenty of women to do it with, even with the Charlotte and Paige match that they're going to have at them show.
So we've got enough gals to go ahead and do a women's Survivor Series match. Because to my knowledge, that's never been done.
Yeah, that has.
Damn.
First Survivor Series had a women's Survivor Series match.
I'm sorry, jumping Bob Angels. Stupid me.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might not be able to get them to mess you up, but if you keep forgetting them, we'll have to get Asuka to mess you up for that.
That is not an idle threat, so I will now stand corrected. Anyway, but yeah, women's Survivor Series match is a possibility. A tag team Survivor Series match is also a possibility, and then we've got our regular matches and the tournament. That's a lot to squeeze into 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but...
Well, I have to ask, how many matches, according to WWE at the moment right now, are official matches?
Now that Seth and Reigns is out of it, just Paige and Charlotte, I think.
So if you've got one match so far, you're right, Nikki. They have to squeeze a lot into 3 hours. A lot.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, now, the only match that's... I mean, we've got the tournament. We've got the women's match.
We got whatever Taker's going to be doing because he's still over the commercials. At least it's as of NXT this past week.
They'd have to do something with Taker for this. This is the 25th anniversary.
Oh, there's a thought. Do you think they'll try to talk Taker into the tournament somehow? End the Wyatt thing early and have him in the tournament?
I wouldn't push my luck.
It's a thought. It was just a thought that popped in.
Oh, I know.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
I'm a guy trying to get you one more title reign.
Which he...
He's not going to get a title reign.
I know. I'm just saying. I had to reply to that somehow.
But, no, he's going to come back. He and Kane are going to come back and do something against the Wyatts. We throw Balor in the mix. I'm happy. I'll watch that. And... Like I said, we're gonna have to do something anyway with Undertaker, with this being the 25th anniversary of the Dead Man.
Right.
Just not sure what's gonna be this time. Especially now that he doesn't. No, they won't do that. If Undertaker had his power stolen, he's just a normal guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like a biker?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
This is Mark, and this is Mark.
That commercial still kills me. I'll tell you what. I know that a lot of fans would mark out if he came out on the motorcycle.
Of course.
I don't think they're going to do that because they don't like talking about American Badass Taker.
And yet, history is the best history, yeah.
And yet they still include him in the video games.
Of course.
Because you, the fans, demanded.
You asked for it.
Yeah, but who were the fans that demanded Roland be put in for his theme? And then again, I'm only the minority that likes your song, You're Gonna Pay, right?
I don't like that song at all. I hated that song. And Roland, you know, I don't want to give Fred Durst any more money.
Who in their right mind does?
So...
I have a quick question, though.
Yeah.
How do you deal with it Monday night, and then we're going to have a tape Raw, so we'll know it about 3-4 o'clock. Actually, we'll know about 6 o'clock Eastern time when, you know, what's going to go on. How would you do it? How would you just be straightforward about it?
I think they're going to have to be straightforward about it, because the fact that this that the injury news story trended a bit, it popped
and also
up.
And also was reported first by ESPN,
by the coach,
by the coach.
So holy, yeah, they got to play it straight. They have no choice. They have no choice. So I've figured that Monday's going to open with a 20-minute promo from Triple H and Stephanie, where they're declaring the title in abeyance, and that there will be a tournament, and they could do some stuff, like they could do qualifiers all night.
Yeah, that's the question. How many people do you think they'll have in this tournament, and how many of the matches will actually be on the pay-per-view itself?
And see, this is where I think they could do themselves some justice. We do an 8 or 16 grid. I don't know if we can get that many people.
You can get that many people, but can you get that many credible people?
You're gonna end up with junk matches at some point.
Yeah, but, like any match the Miz is put in. But
I wasn't gonna go there. I was gonna make a smart out remark about Slater, but apparently he's earning his street cred back in up, down, down. So I can't talk about him.
Right.
Keep it tight, people. Keep it tight.
And yes, watch more than once, watch twice. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a original Up, Up, Down, Down shirt, the first one that they published, not the raglan that they just released, it is only available in, as of this recording, in 2X and 3X and probably small. So somebody better get back to that printing press. I still want one anyway. So yeah, we put together, you know, we could do, if you want to do 16, you can stretch it across a Raw and a SmackDown.
Certainly.
And do kind of like what they did with King of the Ring 02.
Right.
Where you end up with the semis, you know, I think they had the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and the finals. I would have the semis and the finals only on Survivor Series.
Right. They did with that whole Dusty Rose tournament that they did on NXT.
Right.
Yes, same idea. Because since the field is so wide open, and we've discussed 5 or 6 people that could get the belt, and a few people that should get the belt, and ultimately, who's going to end up with the belt? Hello.
Jason. Oh, you're on the air. Larry King's dead.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, yeah.
Ow.
But God's God.
Sorry. Sorry, sorry. Sorry. I keep doing that.
I thought we were opening an episode of The Outer Limits for a second there.
I did not mean that. I'm sorry. I just have a shitty connection tonight. I apologize.
It's okay. It happens. Like ponies.
But it's just one of those things where you're absolutely right, Nikki. This is so damn wide open.
And that's why I think they would benefit by going ahead and getting a bunch of guys, even improbables, like Swagger, like Slater. Hell, throw Zack Ryder in there for a laugh.
Yes. Stanford must show up as his manager.
So, you know, give me that. And I think you'll get some pretty good reactions.
So you're telling us you think we'll be sports entertained?
I think we can sports entertain despite the fact we have such big names on the shelf.
Yay.
Because Vince, if you wanna spend a whole bunch of money to bring Lesnar in to take the title, I'm not gonna complain. But let me save you a couple $100,000 and point to all these guys that are busting their ass 300 days out of the year.
They can be your best friend.
Ziggler. Owens.
Good God. Do you realize how, you know, if Owens couldn't be any bigger of a dick.
And well, he has been feuding with Reigns and Ambrose recently on SmackDowns anyway.
So
he couldn't have been a bigger dick if he was sponsored by Trojan. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah, wide open field. Let's do a turn. It would do a tournament. Grab 16 guys. It's, you know, some of the stuff is going to look inevitable. That's fine. If I recall correctly, the brackets from King of the Ring 02, there were a lot of inevitables in there. But in this, you could also do some surprises. Have Neville get pretty far up on the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Get Neville all the way to the semis. And then put him and Cesaro in the ring at the same time. Shut up and take my money.
Oh. That could be the male match of the year. Since right now it's still the Sasha Bailey matches that are in the match of the year candidates.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I've been ordered that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say there is no distinction between male and female, at least to me.
Well,
right.
Okay. I mean, Sasha Bailey was and will be the match of the year for me, period. A lot of good candidates, though. Don't get me wrong.
No, this year's is a really tough field overall. So the Nikkies are going to be very interesting. So, Seth, I don't know if you listen to this podcast or not, but since we're such happy Scary Dean fans, you probably don't. Take your time. Come back when you're ready. Not when you think you're ready. When you're ready.
Yeah, we know you're not Cena, so you won't be back in only 4 months. So.
Nope.
Keep it tight, man. Keep it tight.
Which reminds me, since Seth was in the Madden tournament, what's that going to do for him? For future airings of Up, Up, Down, Down.
Because he is in the semifinals. So, yes.
I think there was an article stating, I think Xavier said he would still take part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can remote.
Oh, sure. So this day and age, absolutely.
Live.
Yeah. He just remote in. Give him a headset, give him a laptop, remote in, and just listen to the trash talk. I'm there. So there.
It's gonna be epic.
I think that was the main reason we actually aired anything tonight. So seriously, because there's only a few other things we mentioned earlier about. The Boogeyman getting his Legends contract. A couple of other guys got Legends contracts. Tatanka, which I'm kind of happy about. I've met him. He's a wonderful... He's actually a great guy. And puts up with a lot. But the other one is a huge head scratcher to the IWC, and that's superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, after all the stuff he said and how he wanted Dusty's job before Dusty's corpse was even cold, right there. According to him, anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know he said a lot of horrible, terrible things. But so did Warrior. And we got that turned around.
And so even truly anything can happen.
Yeah. And even though he was right, Bruno said a lot of bad things about the Fed for, what, 3 decades?
Somewhere close to that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, turned him around. Hunter also taken some cues from superstar Billy Graham for his character.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure Hunter would probably just walked up to him, put his arm around him, and says, you know, come on, man. I know you need money. I know you like making money. I can find a way
to
make
money
you.
Together.
Let's make some money together. I'll be your best friend.
Your best friend.
I gotta watch that again.
Speaking of money, if you have money, you can go see WrestleMania. Tickets went on sale today.
Yes, and our one of our missing panelists, Typho, was actually in attendance there.
Get your ass back on the show, Typho.
Seriously.
We missed.
Why don't you mention where you saw a picture of him laying on, Nikki?
Oh, just the fact that he was just chilling in the end zone, right by the big Dallas Star.
And this is a Panthers fan, folks.
I reiterate my statement from that picture. He's lucky there isn't a ref there to get him with a taunting penalty. No fun league, anyway. But yeah, the on sale was today. They had an NXT show, which I would love to know the actual attendance numbers for that.
Have
two shows tonight? One there and one somewhere else?
I have one. I have the attendance figure for you.
Thank you.
I think there was two tonight.
Number. I'll give you a number.
I think on the other house show, the Vaughn Jones was the main event.
Ooh.
7,137 fans went to the show. Was that a free card or was that a paid card?
I think it was free.
It was probably free because since everybody was going to be there to buy their tickets, why not?
Yeah. Give exposure to the NXT people for those people who foolishly do not watch NXT.
We call these people idiots.
Yeah.
I call them TNA fans.
Well.
Oh.
Or Vince Russo, but that's another story I won't dignify.
Yeah, Mr. Russo!
Yeah. I'll mention on this program that I mentioned on our sister program, the BS. I can't go because of IRL and other issues. Mostly and, IRL.
Yeah. And with
and
the
we're
rumors,
not talking the Indy Racing League.
No. And with the rumors still swirling about Minneapolis getting it next year.
Oh, geez. That's a nightmare waiting to happen, let the record state.
Yes, because downtown sucks.
And still, April in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it'll still be snowing.
I thought it was just going to be a nightmare because Nikki was going to be there. I mean...
Oh. And you were so close to making it to show number 400. Well...
Pack your bags. You're going to Tahiti.
Well, I thought it was... Yeah, that's what I was thinking, what Jason was going to say.
What do I have that would? I'll just do this,
dude.
Yeah. Okay.
He's another guy you could bring in.
Zenmeister would do it. Especially if they said it, you know, as he said it on our interview, if it was an angle and they do this tournament, that is that angle enough for you, Zenmeister? Please?
Oh, by the way, let me throw this mega scenario to you.
Uh-oh.
I heard about this that, and again, this was around before Reigns got hurt. Rollins got hurt. There is a rumor going around that the person who is going to fight Undertaker at WrestleMania 32 is Cena.
So, you think you're untouchable, huh?
Personal feeling, that's a few years too late now, but...
Well, yeah.
But
the streak's already... At least the streak was already broken, so he couldn't put that on his list.
Yeah. But that would be an interesting thing if they actually did finally go through with that. I'm just wondering why they haven't ever thought of doing that.
That's one of the senior... Go ahead.
The casino's always on the title picture.
I was going to say it's the exact opposite of the Heath Slater, Zack Ryder conundrum. You put them in a match, who wins?
Depending on if they're both willing to go and they have chemistry, the fans.
I agree. I'm just saying that, you know, when you have Heath Slater and Zack Ryder in the ring, it's possible that these two could both lose. You put Cena and The Undertaker in the ring at the same time, and I wouldn't even know what to say. I'd like to see it.
The irresistible force, meaning the immovable object.
Will you stop it?
But see, that's what I'm, you know. I'll put that up there with Undertaker and Jericho. They gave it away on a SmackDown. I would have seen that. I would have watched that at a Mania.
Although there was one match that, back when they were talking about it, I was surprised they never did it for WrestleMania as well, which was one streak idea that was going around. And there was rumors back then that they were planning on Undertaker Benoit at Mania, I'm just saying. Which would have been interesting, but in hindsight, that would have been really hard to get around when they talked about the streak after that.
Yeah, because I know they can get around the Rumble win.
Mm-hmm.
But if he had broken the streak, I don't think they would have. I honestly think Benoit would not have been the one to break the streak.
Well, I didn't say break the streak; just be part of an Undertaker WrestleMania match.
Well, they get around not saying CM Punk.
Well, true.
And they show him as little as possible, much to his chagrin.
Attention to me!
School grammar, look it up.
Oh, yeah. By the way, he's back with a new grammar slam.
It's very.
He's doing them again.
Yeah.
You don't. You don't go to the Facebook page, do you, Heyman? No. But yeah, he's back. He's back doing another grammar slam. The difference between here and here.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Okay, let's put it this way. I haven't been to the page because I haven't taught my Windows 10 to not sound off every time something gets posted.
Right, I comprende.
So, but no, I'm glad to hear that he's doing them again because those were hilarious.
Indeed.
I want Grammar Slam and Word Crimes by Weird Al to be basic English education.
And congratulations again to Dave Bautista, who is going to be probably in the number one film in the country this week with Spectre. This week.
Yep. And good luck throwing enough money at him to say, I'm not coming off the set for that, even if it is a title run.
Dave Smash.
Dave Rich.
Dave get to drive experimental hybrid Jaguar.
Lucky bastard.
Through streets of Rome.
I was going to say, if you said Autobahn, I was going to flip.
Nah. No. It was... I'm not going to spoil the movie for you necessarily, but go see it. It's pretty good. It is quite good.
I might do that. And though I don't really want to go on a Saturday because that's when everybody goes.
Yeah, yes, I'll wait till my next weekday off, and I'll do that with a double feature with the Peanuts movie.
Yay.
There you go.
Good grief.
Hey, I look like Charlie Brown as it is. But...
Oh, God. Ugh.
We should get you the shirt.
I'm planning on for next Halloween, because this past Halloween I went as Superman. Next Halloween I'm going to do the Charlie Brown thing.
Wait a minute, you went as John Cena for Halloween? Wow.
No, the original Superman.
Oh.
Oh no, he's doing the Christopher Reeves version. Oh, not the John Cena version.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one minor little note I just saw that wrestling wise, I was going to do a segue with this when you were talking about angles and everything. apparently Kurt Angle has found a new gig since TNA's probably going to be going out of business soon.
Smart man. And since the Fed won't take him because he's not going to be able to pass, he's not going to pass the physical.
Yep, so instead, he's going to be a commentator for Bellator Fighting in the very near future. Which I can think that's probably a good role for him if his mind can hold up for it.
I find that amusing since Bellator and TNA work together. And now Dorcas is going to be working for them.
Yep.
It all sort of comes full circle.
And Lashley's fighting on that show, too, that Angle's going to be on. I think Angle's actually commentating in Lashley's match, now I think about it.
Oh, the ironing.
Mm-hmm.
That might almost get me to watch MMA.
Oh, you mean the guy who we just talked about isn't enough, Mr. Punk?
Well, let me know when.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Let me know when, and then we will arrange means to see.
Yeah, at the rate his training's going, he might not debut until, like, 2019 while he keeps getting injured.
So I ain't holding my breath.
And also, by the way, what was it? You're talking about Punk. Cena's also hosting the Today Show again.
Oh, for the love of peace. Wait a minute. When you say he's hosting, is it the 9 o'clock hour or is the...
Yeah, the 9 o'clock hour again, yes.
Oh, well, at least Hoda gets spared. Kathy Lee, though, you know how she is. You know how she roll. Hustle, loyalty.
Oh, Frank!
Oh, that's wrong. Oh, man, I just realized that's horrible. That's a horrible display. It's a shame it happened on our airwaves.
Yeah, but Kathy Lee just... Yeah, she's happy now, but she couldn't handle being ravishing back in the day.
Or you could be this guy. Look at the picture in the chat.
Who that?
You win!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ugh.
Oh, my God! He got hit by a red box.
When did he get hit by the Ark of the Covenant, for crying out loud?
Something like that.
That's Patrick Wayne.
The patron saint of game show.
That's a current pitcher also.
Yeah. He's got
looks like a senator.
Uh-huh.
Senator Jim Bunning reporting for duty, sir. Also, Pony.
Pony.
Pony. We just watched the ending of a game that had ponies in it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, outside of the Rollins thing, was there anything really significant? Probably not.
No, I don't think.
I'm just wondering how pissed off he is right now. Because, oh, and by the way, for those who don't know how he got hurt, because we never told... Did we say how he got hurt?
Well, I kind of glanced over it, but the fan cam that's out there shows that he landed wrong on a sunset flip powerbomb to put Kane through a table.
Yeah.
And he knew something was wrong, and within a couple seconds, Kane knew something was wrong, so they had to do the corner... I don't even know what to call it, where you powerbomb them from the top turnbuckle, even though you're on the mat,
mm-hmm.
to put Kane through the table to finish the match, because apparently it was a tables match.
Well, actually, no. That was not a tables match, because I read somewhere he did a pedigree after that to get a pin. So, again, tying into the tie-up with the Triple H thing from 2001.
Seth, quit kissing up to the boss like that.
But enough about Sasha Banks. Oh, wait.
Well, a lot of guys would like to kiss up to that boss.
But she's happily engaged, darn it.
Well, she found her Mamo-chan.
Mamo-chan?
So Balor said yes? Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, he did, Nikki. That's why Samoa Joe turned heel on him on this NXT. Oh.
Did you see that the Bullet Club actually wore Balor Club shirts? One of their latest things, because Balor was home, you know, for Dublin, and I think what was it? Balor, Sheamus, and Finlay have a pint together somewhere? I think I saw a picture of that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And Balor and Sheamus worked this little tour in Dublin.
Yeah,
against each other.
And Sheamus broke heel after that and raised Balor's hand after the match.
After the first one, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're both local boys. It's the Henning rule. You can't boo a Henning in Minnesota. You can't boo the Irishman when they're in Ireland.
No. But this week's Raw and SmackDown from Europe is going to be very interesting.
Certainly. Yeah.
We'll all be watching for the spoilers of that. Actually, I'm not going to read spoilers, and in advance, to the rest of you guys, don't send them to me.
Okay, done.
Noted.
Because I actually will not be home when Raw starts.
Mm.
But when I do get home, I'm going to find a comfy spot on my couch.
Going to have two cats pin you down.
Kitty.
And I'm going to have a nice tall glass. And I'm going to watch the fireworks. And I'm probably going to scare the cats clean out of my lap at a couple of points. Because I want some holy shit moments. There better be some holy shit on Monday.
Yeah, gotta be better than watching Bears Chargers. Ugh.
Now,
Go ahead.
Is there actually gonna be a holy shit a week from today?
What do you mean?
We have a special number, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Oh. Well, that's true. We may as well go ahead and start going into the plugs.
Yes. And can I start this week?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jim was out doing college activities last night, so I rounded up Jason, Jessica Brandon, one of our mutual friends, and Verm to do a very late edition of the BS. We just pretty much skimmed through week 8, didn't we, Jay?
Yeah, we did. I mean, believe it or not, it was a lot of fun. Because we went over an insane game last Sunday in New Orleans.
Yeah,
between the New York Giants and the New Orleans Saints. A bunch of other games, and believe it or not, next week we have to actually talk about a story that broke
this today.
Evening, broke today. Mm-hmm. That Deadspin And we've talked about this before, but the story continues because the pictures of Greg Hardy's girlfriend, who got beat to shit, excuse my language, have surfaced on Deadspin. And, you know, he's still playing football.
Yeah, and no BS Hall of Fame is enough for this son of a bitch.
Exactly. Combined with the... Go ahead.
No, finish.
No, you first.
Okay, then let me just do what the NFL doesn't have the balls to do. Okay.
That's already been done, but yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Also, when I saw Spectre today, the concussion trailer ran in front of it. This is a movie the NFL is not going to like. Movie starring Will Smith as the Nigerian doctor who discovered CTE.
Okay. They're actually doing a League of Denial?
Yes, they are doing a movie, a fictional movie based on the true story, with Will Smith as the doctor who discovered the relationship between head trauma and concussions and all that sort of stuff. Comes out December. I don't know when it's going to be a national release, but yes, it is going to be out there. And I would definitely like for you to see it. And I'm assuming Carl would be okay to have Nikki on the big show because she talked about League of Denial on the big BS. Didn't you?
I believe. Yes. We'll see what we can do there.
Yeah, because I've read the book. I've seen the documentary that ESPN got cold feet on. So PBS got scored on it.
Which was great, by the way. Great, 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 great documentary.
It was excellent. And although, yeah, speaking of that, remember, I think we talked briefly last week about the Andre the Giant 30 for 30?
It's legit now.
Because, yeah, Bill Simmons said mine.
And he took it from ESPN to HBO.
Literally, mm-hmm. He pawned people over from 30 for 30. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, as far as getting you on for that, yeah, it'll depend on when we can actually do it.
Well,
because again, IRL.
Right. Just shoot me some info, and if there's a national release in a proper time frame, yes, I will spend money. I don't think I've seen a Will Smith movie since Men in Black 2. So, but I will spend real money on this.
Yeah, and believe me, those two issues are going to be, and you also have a list that you have on the BS Big Show Facebook page, right, Carl?
Did I post yesterday?
I think I have been
something like that. Was it that injury diagram we talked about last night?
No, we're talking about the list of the mid-season awards.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah, mid-season awards with the Coach of the Year, MVP, and defensive player and offensive player, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And be on the possible lookout for some more firings.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, we talked about the coaching carousel. That's the coaching and the managerial carousel.
Now, I will be on hand. I'm sure Jason will be on hand. And others, Jim, is a question mark because of IRL.
Indeed.
So, we'll see. So, let's just stick back next week and we'll figure out what we're going to do. In the meantime, Jim.
Yes.
Europe.
I'm trying to... Europe is a wonderful place this time of year. Oh, you mean...
Don't just stand there, sell some soap.
You want soap? Well, I'll give you soap, gosh darn it. No, touch them all. We're going to do our World Series recap / first hot stove hoop-de-doo in just a little bit, in the next few days. Exciting times, definitely exciting times in Major League Baseball. Crazy stuff has been happening between managers moving from the West Coast to the East Coast, team manager, hire a manager. That's crazy.
Jim, we're losing you.
I think the pony's got to his microphone.
Hear me?
Not very well.
No, you're guacamoleing there.
Dude, you are underwater. So now I can get away with playing this. Pony! Anyway. Would you like to take over for what Jim was trying to tell us?
I can do that.
Okay.
Oops.
Awkward.
No. Okay, no, I'm sorry. We have managerials going for the West Coast to the East Coast. We have a six-person trade. Daniel Murphy has got a $16.25 million offer to stay with the Mets. Terry Collins got an extension for 2 years. We will recap the five-game series between the Royals and the Mets, where the Kansas City Royals beat the Mets 4-1. And you'll see how fundamental baseball actually triumphed over this particular, from, because the Mets didn't do it, the Royals did. Pixel Nation with Brian Henniger. We IRL brought in last week. We got a big show this week. Lots of news to come there. WLTI and Red State Blue State will be back, and of course you can hear those on TuneIn Radio, Player.fm, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, and of course CLW83.com. So there you go.
Chris?
Yes.
Promote something.
All right. We promote you to the rank of lieutenant. Oh wait, I did that joke last week. anyway, promoting the ever around paper review at tindeck.com/user/cmwaters, and as on this weekend I will try to work up descriptions so we can get it up on the CLW83 network. It is the show where Nikki Heyman, myself, and whoever else we get to drag on for the heck of it, look at the past pay-per-views and Saturday night's main events of WWE, WCW. When we get to there, we'll get to ECW as well. And as of this weekend, we will have up to a Saturday's main event or Clash of the Champions, I forget which one it was, that happened after Halloween Havoc. At first, I just got to get the audio files, because for some reason, even with the recording, it started off fine, and then it just desynced near the end. So ooh. I'm going to have to... Yeah, I was like a few bits ahead of you, so I just got to chop part of the audio file, move it over, and fix it all up and everything. So it's a little intense, but it shouldn't be too hard to fix up. But it's gonna be Halloween Havoc, where Jim, who is apparently predicted that I was going to be talking about that, and we lost him. We see the Electrified Cage match, and we show you the first showing of why Electrified Cage matches just don't work, people. And what else? Whatever else we had on there, I forget exactly what we had since we recorded about a month ago. But, and get it done, and we might have Survivor Series 1989 done as well this weekend. Provided we can find Verm and we can finish up where we tried to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, tindeck.com/user/CMWaters, soon to come to the CLW83 network. And also, as a special little private plug, for those of you who have the PS4 version of WWE 2K16, look up my two created characters, which are myself, CM Waters, and also I have a title, the NXT Intercontinental Championship, and my very famous in its own way, because she was on the IGN review of the first game that had Community Creations, I don't remember if that was 10 or 11, the Japanese cosplaying superstar Sailor Joshi is available on there. So.
Now, normally I would just say I don't have anything to promote because I'm right here. But the reason I'm here is that next week we are hitting a milestone. We are reaching 400 episodes. So we might not be talking a whole bunch about wrestling. We're going to be probably talking about everything from back when it was two guys on a couch talking about wrestling to too many people trying to talk about wrestling to what we have, to what it has become today. I'm also planning on having some guests. One I think I've probably already given away, because the world's most positive podcast must have the world's most positive promoter.
Yay.
I have confirmed that Johnny Badwills will be joining us for a short time. I do have a couple other surprises. And I would hope that we can, you know, I might break my me and three rule and let everybody come in.
That's what we did for 300.
Oh, yeah, you got a song to write. And Chris has got a song to write, so.
Yes.
Just to drive Jim crazy. So, yeah. Next week, on top of all the news, we are going to have one hell of a party. Because we may not be the longest running episodic podcast on the internet. But we're the world's most positive wrestling podcast. I'm convinced of that. This is a safe place to talk about wrestling. We don't bicker. We don't bitch. Well, we bitch, but we at least explain why. We bicker. We crack jokes. I play silly sound bites. And we hear Jim
groan, and when we mention certain equines, but
this is, you know, this has just been a labor of love, and I've had so much fun, and I know everybody else has had fun on this project too. So next week on 400, that's all we're going to do. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a few surprises, a few new faces, a few old faces, and maybe a couple of heels. Wait a minute. So anyway,
yeah, we got one heel. She hosts the show.
Hey,
you're a Heyman. You know that's how you're supposed to roll.
You're fired. Anyway.
Hey.
So definitely tune in next week for episode 400. I promise you, you'll have as much fun as we will. But for now, we're going to go ahead and put a little bow on 399. For Carl Chenier, one of the originators of this lovely, lovely podcast, our legal beagle, Jason Block, for the already disappeared Jim Williams, I wonder how many ponies were involved in that, and for our sunny singer, Chris Waters, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Please come by next week for a party. In the meantime,
stay pony, my friends.